Hey y'all, happy Saturday. It's very odd of me to be releasing an episode on a Saturday, but I feel like I need to do this right now. Crazy thing is, I recorded this episode this morning and some way, somehow, the episode was deleted and I could not get it back even with doing undo delete. Don't know what was up with that, but it was not going to stop me from what I have to do. So, let me say this. Yesterday, something really supernatural happened to me. God revealed some things to me, and I feel like he is telling me, I don't even feel like it, I know he's telling me that I have an assignment to use my platform for his glory and to give the messages that he gives me to you all, to you who listen. I feel like the message that I'm about to give is for, I want to say for non-believers, because I mean, what I'm about to say, you're going to think like, okay, yeah, whatever. But I can't do any convincing. I don't have any exact proof except for the other people who live in my home who can attest to what I'm saying. But this is also for the believers. I hope that the message that God has given me to give you increases your faith and lets you know that he can use you in any way that he deems necessary. He will give you the gift of whatever he wants to give you that brings him glory. So I'm going to share it with you guys. And I just pray that you open up your hearts, open up your minds, open up your Bibles, because everything I'm going to say will refer back to the Bible. That's how I know it's God. So stay tuned.
I feel like Oprah.
My mic sound nice.
Oh, Tony Talks is on the radio.
Check one. My mic sound nice.
My girl Tony, stay coming with the looks. You hear me?
Check two. My mic sound nice.
Tony Talks is that girl.
Turning out without a doubt. Make no mistake. Queens is in the house. Yeah, check it out. Check it out.
Yo, you gotta be quiet. Tony Talks is on.
Something crazy happened to me yesterday, you all. I woke up regular morning, Friday morning, and I went out to my living room and I opened the blinds. Not anything I do that's out of the norm, none of that. But as I was heading back to my bedroom, I stop and look at my dining room table and notice the Secretary of State seal on a piece of paper that was sitting on the table. So I go and look at the paper and I notice that it's my LLC paperwork. The first page of my LLC was turned upright on the table and the rest of my business papers were turned over. So I couldn't even see it. Like I can only see that one page that had the seal on it. So I go in my room and Mason's getting ready for school. And I ask him, Mason is my son, by the way. I ask him, did he put those papers on the table? And he says, no, he doesn't even know what I'm talking about. So Terrence, my boyfriend, Mason's father, he picks us up and I ask him, did he put those papers on the table? And he said no and mentioned that those papers were not on the table the night before. Mind you, the night before, he was at my apartment. When he left, it was around 11 something. I went to bed. He went home. My sister was home, but she had just got home from doing something and she went straight to bed. So he still told me to ask my sister. So I asked her and she had absolutely no idea what I was talking about or where those papers were. Nobody knew where these papers were. And because they were my, I know where they were, but nobody else knew where these papers were. So they were all confused. Like, why would we put those papers on the table? So that was that. I thought it was strange. I tried to let it go, but something wouldn't let me. I get to work that morning and I usually start off my day with reading the Bible, but I wanted to do something a little different to start off. So I was like, you know, I'm going to do some Bible trivia. So I go to this website, the first time I had ever been to this website for Bible trivia, and it sparked my interest because it was giving some really good questions and it provided you with the answers. So I was like, okay, I can learn from this, right? One of the questions was, what color are the four horses in the book of Revelation? Now, this sparked my interest because of the story of the two horses that galloped through London last week or a couple weeks ago. When that happened in London and I saw the news about it, I felt that was strange and that it meant something. So, mind you, the two horses that galloped through London, one of them was black and one of them was gray. So when I saw this question on the Bible trivia website, I was like, okay, let me go look in Revelations or look this up. I Googled some things about that part of Revelations. And what I came to the knowledge of is that in the book of Revelations, the four horses mentioned in the book represents the apocalypse. So basically, the black horse, it mentions that it represents a great famine and inflation beyond reason. And also in the book of Revelations, there's a mentioning of a pale horse, which represents death and devastation, plagues, diseases, and attacks by wild animals. Now, I don't consider a lot of things a coincidence anymore, ever since I've really developed a relationship with God and gotten to know him for myself and have been a witness to miraculous things. So I just don't count that as a coincidence, right? Another factor that I want to include here is that 2 weeks ago, on April 17th, I keep a note of a lot of things, God, because I feel like I connect a lot of things in my mind and I have to write them down so I don't forget. So 2 weeks ago, April 17th, I was in the office at work by myself. I was praying to God because I felt like this heaviness on me, like God was telling me to do something, but I didn't know what he was telling me to do. So I was getting a little sad because I don't want to be disobedient. So in the moment where I was feeling this heaviness, I started crying out to God, literally crying in the office, y'all. I work at the front desk. So if anybody was to walk in, they would have been like, girl, what is wrong with you? But crying, like just because I just felt this thing that I can't quite explain, but I know it was the Holy Spirit. So I began to cry out for revelation for God to use me in whatever way he needed to. So this is why I don't count it as a coincidence that God gave me this revelation. Somehow, some way, my LLC paperwork is sitting on the table. The first thing I notice about this paperwork is the seal. If you read the book of Revelations in chapter 6, it talks about God holding a scroll with a seal on it and how no one was able to open the seal except for him. And in the book, it reveals what some of those seals are. And that's when it goes into the story about the horses. So I cry out to God on April the 17th. God gives me this revelation very clearly, puts my paperwork on the table. I know it sounds crazy. My business paperwork. I knew that he was telling me to do something with my platform. And he was like, okay, I'm going to make it clear to you. Here is this paperwork you want. Notice sitting on this table, knowing nobody ain't in your household, put it here. This is what I need you to do. Notice that it's my LLC paperwork, my platform. I get to work. He gives me this revelation about the horses and all of that. And I'm like, really? God, like, God, you want me to give the people a message? Like, do you understand that they're going to think I'm crazy? But the thing is, I vow to God that no matter what he tells me to do, I'm going to do it. It doesn't matter if he tells me to go outside and do a backflip. I ain't never done a backflip in my life, but I'm going to go outside and do it because I don't have time to be disobedient. And so that's why I'm sharing this with you all, because I know that we've been hearing it from our parents, our grandparents, our great grandparents that, you know, it's the end of times. But I need y'all to listen for real. Like, the time has come for those that are followers of Christ to go out and spread his message. That is our assignment. We are disciples. We can't just hold what God is telling us. Sometimes he tells us to hold things, but sometimes a lot of times we have to go out and be witnesses to people, to non-believers specifically, and to increase those who do believe, increase their faith by the sharing of our stories. So that's why I wanted to share this with you all, aware of how crazy it sounds. Yes, but let me tell you how we serve a supernatural God. I serve a supernatural God. I serve a God who can work miracles, who can make a way out of no way, who can turn day into night in the snap of a finger. And I urge you to harden not your hearts. And if you need to forgive anyone, go ahead and do that. And if you need to apologize to anyone that you've done wrong, do it. Like, honor God with your life, because something is happening and we need to be prepared. And to be prepared is to open your Bible, read the word, study the word, not just read it, study it, digest it, take it chapter by chapter. It's not going to happen quickly. I'm still learning. I ain't nowhere near done studying the Bible. And that's why, you know, sometimes, especially with this, I'd be like, God, do you really want me to say this? I don't feel qualified. But that's when he reminds me of in the book of Exodus. Moses didn't feel qualified, but he led the Israelites out of Egypt. He didn't feel qualified. And the same way that he can use Moses, someone who didn't think they were worthy of doing any of that, he can use me, he can use you, he can use your mama, he can use your daddy, he can use anybody. So harden not your hearts and take heed to the miracles, the signs, and the wonders that he's presenting right before our eyes. Get your life right. And that's all I really had to say, y'all. I'm really grateful to God and using me in such a way. And I dare not disobey him, because I asked for this. When I pray, I tell God, you know, whatever it is that you would have me to do today, I'll do it. Whatever it is that you'll have me to say today, I'll say it. Wherever it is that you will have me to go, I'll go. Because I know that you're going to make a way. Whew. I just wanted to share that with you all. I urge you to open your Bibles, read, study for yourselves. And if you don't understand, get in church, find you a good church that's teaching the word properly so that you can understand. I started going to Mark Church and I have such a more deeper understanding of God's word than I've ever had in my life. Mind you, I was raised in church. But it's just now I've gotten to the point where I'm starting to understand and apply it to my life. And I'm seeing things happen right before my eyes that God said was going to happen in the Bible. He's given me a gift and I'm going to use it. I'm going to use my platform for this. I'm going to share other things, of course, on my platform, but y'all going to hear about God. Whew. Well. That's all I got to say. I'm not editing this episode. I'm about to give it to y'all raw, straight off Adobe Audition. And y'all be blessed for real. Have an amazing Saturday. And please remember that living a godly life is living your best life. All right, y'all. Y'all be blessed. Love you. Peace.